I think I did see that some friends forwarded to me, and I think that's just because I'm on the line of scrimmage a lot. We run a 4-3 defense, but they like me on the line of scrimmage and what I could do when I'm on the line of scrimmage. So we're in under defense quite a bit when I'm on the line of scrimmage, and I think that's where that comes from. In my opinion, that's what we're supposed to do.
Does that help? Is it,
Absolutely. You know, we want to be in tough situations and get the win, and situations where the offense expects themselves to win, and that drill is for the offense. You know, they don't count sacks. We get so mad on defense. One of our D linemen will get a sack, and they'll scramble and throw it downfield, and they'll be like, complete it. And, you know, we're mad on the defensive side. So, you know, for us to be able to get a stop, get three stops in a row, it's just a testament to how well we're starting to gel on the defensive side of the ball. He's taking control of the huddle, which is, you know, something you need to do as a middle linebacker. We have to trust him that he's going to get the call. He's going to get everybody lined up, give the D-line the stunts, and he's been doing that very well. And then when the ball's hiked, he's always at the ball. You know, and I appreciate his physicality. You know, he's coming in there. He's trying to get strips. He's putting his shoulder pads on guys. And you know, that's how I like to play, too. So it's exciting. I'm excited to hit somebody else besides a Giants teammates. As you guys can see, it's been feisty at some practices. So, you know, I'm excited to hit some other people. But, you know, I got big dreams in mind for myself and the team. So, you know, the regular season is obviously most important.
Chad Wheeler was saying that back in USC, you kind of showed the ropes a little bit going against some practice. What do you remember about him, like, as a young tackle there? And, like, what is he capable of?
He was always so competitive, and I always respected that. And I would try to wear him out as much as I could because he was a younger guy when I was there. But he was very, very competitive all the time, and he ended up an All-American. So, you know, when he came, I didn't even realize that. He came and happened to see him. We call it the Trojan Wall, and saw a picture of him on there. You know, I just wanted to congratulate him because he came a long ways, and that's a testament to his work ethic and how he handles himself.
General perspective, defensively speaking, what do you want to see out of this preseason? Do you want to see that your rush defense is as great as it was last year? Do you want to see that your pass rush is better than it was last year? What general things do you want to see?
I would like to just see our communication be very well and physicality. You know, teams try to run the ball on us. I want to see us set the tempo from ground zero, and that's me personally. And then communication-wise, if safeties and linebackers are communicating well and we're getting the things that we need to the D-line from the linebacker perspective, I think it starts there. And if we're doing that and being physical, then, you know, I like where we're headed.
With so many guys back, is the playbook for the defense bigger?
It gets more detailed. You know, we already know so much of the defense, so now we can get into the little details, the little nuances that, you know, maybe a year or two ago we weren't able to hit the same way because there's so many guys still trying to learn the defense. But having such a strong nucleus of guys who have a good understanding of this defense, you know, we're able to tweak some things that we did last year, able to add some different wrinkles to what we're doing, and I think it's going to pay off. Oh, absolutely. That's my mindset every year, and especially when you have such good defensive linemen and DBs behind you. But I think we have a special group coming up on this defensive side of the ball, and I'm excited. And I think, you know, it starts with us. We're the ones that's calling the calls. We're the ones that's getting everybody lined up. And if we play at a high level, then everybody else is going to follow suit.
Last